Reclassification. A Doctor Who and Sailor Moon crossover fic. Written by Omniven. Read by Black Glass. Part 2 of the Planetary Breakdown series. The gates of time existed, outside what humans generally perceived as time-space. But the Doctor had no trouble finding it. It looked exactly as he remembered it. Exactly as it always was. And yet, oddly quiet. "Setsna?" the Doctor called, stepping out of the TARDIS. "Setsna, where?" He caught a brief glance of a statuesque blur of dark brown skirt and deep green hair, before the woman flung her arms around him. His hands settled awkwardly on her shoulders, and he could feel them shaking.
"Oh, Doctor,"
she sobbed. The Doctor could remember only two times before this, when he'd seen Mayo Setsna cry. The first had been in despair at the fall of the Silver Millennium, a fixed point in time that even the Doctor couldn't have fixed. And the second had been in joy at the birth of Small Lady, the Neo Moon Queen's heir. Or had that not happened yet? Perhaps this was only the second time. After a long moment, Setsna pulled away. The Doctor fished in his pockets for a handkerchief, and she dabbed at her eyes. "I do apologize," she said, her voice a little hoarse. "No, no, I understand," said the Doctor, then frowned. "Wait, no, I don't understand. Setsna, what's happened?" "Oh, Doctor," she said again, more calmly this time. "You must have registered something in that marvelous TARDIS of yours." "Yes, we pick something up. But Setsna, you're still Sailor Pluto. Your guardian planet must be all right if you can still transform." "I can still transform," she said. "But Pluto is no longer a planet." The Doctor looked upward, as though he'd be able to see Sol's ninth satellite from the gates of time. "I did a scan of the solar system as I arrived," he said slowly. "Pluto is still there, right where it's supposed to be." Setsna shook her head. "Yes, but it's been reclassified. It's not a planet. It's a dwarf planet." "A dwarf? Honestly, what is it with humans and renaming things? You take a lovely vacation in Siam, but come back a couple of decades later, and it's now Thailand. Not to even mention... I'm sorry, a dwarf planet? Along with Ceres, one of the asteroid senshi, and Eris, Haumea, and Makemake in the Kuiper Belt." "Ah," said the Doctor. "And their guardian senshi?" "Ceres is pleased, of course, but she is a member of Small Lady's court, and I try to be happy for her. The others..." She closed her eyes briefly. "We shall meet them soon enough, I think." Setsna opened her eyes again and smiled. "I'm feeling much better now, Doctor," she said. "I'm sorry to have bothered you." "Don't be," he assured her. "We timekeepers need to stick together, you know. Anything you need, just call." She nodded. "Thank you." He smiled and leaned in to kiss her cheek. "You'll always be a planet to me, Sailor Pluto," he whispered, and her gentle laugh stayed with him for a long time after the TARDIS left again. End of story. Thanks for listening.